boys were kind of excluded. Some of the guys visiting him kept trying to get me pushed down to the end of the couch, you know. And William would yell out, "Pat, Pat," you know, and he'd have me come back up. And I kind of got prickly, you know. And when they left, he explained all their different medical conditions as if that had something to do with it. And I thought that was interesting. I mean, you never knew where he'd go. Like, and it surprised you. And he also didn't care about the other stuff, you know, about what the emotional stuff too much. In that case, he definitely thought, well, here's one angle we could look at. But he was very inclusive of people. And one of the things that I thought was interesting was one day somebody was saying, well, you know, he isn't really your friend. He hates women. And I thought about the times we had, you know, the hours we spent in fun. And I remember one time he held my hand and kind of was so sweet and nice, and how he really talked to me like I was an adult. And that person who said that was never in his living room. You know, he never saw the guy in action. Right. And then the other women I know, I don't think he liked anybody to be too normal. That's the only prejudice I saw. I mean, uh-huh. You're going to be, you know,